Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Shalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, and the Oizbat Rishur Zavatan Yud Amon Aleph, and the Arshkol Rishur Zavatan Yud Aleph Amon Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now over here, we're going to continue discussing Mukta and Yomtif, and there's actually different types of Mukta. A classic is known as Kalisha Malachtila Isser, that the work that's usually done with it is Usser, such as a hammer. It's used for building, and you're not allowed to build on Yomtif, so that's a Kalisha Malachtila Isser. Now, anything that falls into this category is permitted to be moved or used, Litzarech Kaimai or Gufai for its place or it itself. For example, if you have a hammer on your table and you can't eat your Yontif meal because you're not able to set the table due to the fact the hammer's there, you need its place so you can move the hammer away. Also, Gufai, let's say you need to crack nuts open. That's permitted on Yontif, so you're allowed to take a hammer and crack the nuts open. Now, there's a more chomer level called Mukta Machmas Chesrin Kis. This is something that's very valuable and you wouldn't use it for anything else other than its intended use, such as an expensive camera. You're not going to use that to crack open nuts. And this is completely Osir Tumi Metalto. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Beshami says, Ein Notlin Es Eli L'Katziv Olav Basar. A person cannot take an Eli, which is usually translated as a pestle, and when we use such a word, that's generally understood as the clump of wood that's meant for crushing spices. However, over here, it's referring to some heavy beam that's meant for crushing grain. So according to Beshami, one is not allowed to take this heavy beam on Yomtif and use it as a cutting board for his meat, whereas Beis Hillel Beis Hillel allows. Now another din, Beshami says, Ein Notlin Es Ha'or L'Fnei Hadrisa. One's not allowed to take Ar, the hide of an animal, and put it in front of Drisa, which means people that are going to step on it. This is part of the tanning process of the hides. They'd put it in an area where a lot of people walked, and stepping on it helped process it. So that's not allowed to be done in Yomtif. And also, Vlag Behenu, it's not allowed to even be lifted up. Elim Kenyash Olav Basar, unless there's meat on it. Whereas Beis Hillel Matir and Beis Hillel allows this. And lastly, Beis Shammai says, Ein Misalkin Satris and Yomtif, when we have a kiosk, a booth that has different wares in it, and he wants to get to that on Yomtif, he's not allowed to remove the tris and he can't remove the shutters. Whereas Beis Hillel Matir and Afal Hachzir, Beis Hillel allows even to put them back, meaning not only are they allowed to be taken off, he can put them back, and that's as we explained in the previous Gemara, that's because if you don't allow him to put them back, he's not going to take them off, and that's going to prevent Simchas Yontif, because he's not going to have the spices that he needs. So Gemara begins by talking about the Eli, this large beam of wood that's usually meant for crushing grain, but he's using it for cutting up meat. And the reason why Beis Hillel permits that is because of Simchas Yontif. Now the Diuk is, says the Gemara, Hashaloy L'Katziv Olav Basar, Usar. But if he's not going to be using it to cut meat on it, so then it's Usar to move, even according to Beis Hillel, and that's because it's Mukta Machmas Chesrin Kis. He's not going to use this for anything else. This is not something that he would use for crushing nuts or whatever it is. And therefore, Simchas Yomtif is a reason why he's allowed to use it, but for any other reason, he's not allowed to move it. And Adahi Da'amar Rav Ba, this is what Rav Ba had said, that Chinana Bar Shalamya says, B'Shem Rav, the Moedim Chomer Rav Nechemia, they'll come agree to Rav Nechemia in the following situations. Rav Nechemia is actually a very Machmir Shita who holds that you are not allowed to move any utensil or any kli unless you're going to be using it for its purpose. Even if you have a fork, for example, which is perfectly fine. That's a klisha malachti laheter. According to Ibn Chemia, you're not allowed to move a fork unless you're using that fork for eating. So the Chum agreed to him in the following situations. Roman Bez on top, Bezaira, Umezura, Ubuchna. What are these things? Bezaira, du atzarbe. A zaira is a clothing press. It's meant for pressing clothing and making them nice and smooth. And Mezaira, what's this? Du chavadbe. That's something that's meant to strike clothing that's used in the laundering process. It's like a professional tool of sorts. And Ubuchna, du kasazbe. Some sort of peg that's used in combing flax, and all these things fit under the category of Mukta Machmas Chesrin Kis, and therefore they can only be used for their use, which obviously is not permitted on Shabbos, and therefore the Chum agreed with Nechemia that they can't be used on Shabbos. Now, on to the next thing in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai said, no taking a hide from an animal and putting it in front of people that are going to step on it. That's because the hide is no use. Now, says the Gemara, Shavin, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, Shlo Yegardenu, he's not allowed to take a special tool that's not allowed to be scraped, that scrapes the hair off of the skin, because that's a real action of his that he's doing to help the processing, as opposed to just simply taking the hide and putting it on the floor. Other people are going to step on it. That's permitted by Beis Hillel. And now moving on to the next din that Beis Shammai had said in the Mishnah, that his hide is not allowed to be moved at all unless it has meat on it. So the question is, manan kamin, what are we referring to? In b'chuperloi, if the piece of meat is still attached to the hide, well, kegufayhu, that's just like it itself, meaning it's bottled to the hide, because we have a little bit of meat attached to the hide, so it's bottled to it, it's nullified, and the hide is still mukta, it's not allowed to be moved around, so why would this be hatter to move it? Therefore, must be in Befarush, that's referring to meat that was already detached, that's not on the hide anymore, and if he wants to move the hide, so then he could take this piece of meat and put it on the hide and then move it. Where do we see this? Hadahida Amar Yaakov Racha. This is where Yaakov Racha said that Chinna Karchaya said B'Shem Rabbi Shaya, Deskiya Shiesh B'Soy Chamais, a leather sack that has money in it, and he wants to be able to move it on Shabbos, nice and ala kikar, he could put a loaf of bread on it or in it, Umetaltala, and then he could move it, and that's because what's Chashav over here? The bread. That's what's important to him. So now everything here, the money and the sack, is bottled to the bread, and the bread's allowed to be moved, so the sack's allowed to be moved, and it's the same thing. The hide is muktzah, but now that you put a piece of meat on it, the hide is actually bottled to the meat. It's kind of like a tray or a platter that's carrying the meat, and so then it's permitted. Okay, something similar, kado antichi naflas al Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shuvsa, an antichi, which is basically a hot water urn that has two compartments. The bottom one has coals, the upper part has the water, and the coals are keeping the water hot. So this whole thing fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah on Shabbos, v'heshavun alei, that's a proper girsa, they put a loaf of bread on it, v'rimuna, and then they picked it up. Now, not that the halacha is like Rabbi Shai l'chatchila, el begin Rabbi Yirmiyah, d'lo yiskan, it's because they didn't want Rabbi Yirmiyah to be in danger, he had this hot water urn on him, that's why they relied on this. Now, another thing about this hide, shavin, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai do agree, shalom al-chenu, that he's not allowed to salt it, because again, that's an action, that he's actively tanning and processing this hide, and that's not allowed on Yontif. However, Tani, who's taught in a braisa, aval huma le'achal of basar letzli, he is allowed to salt meat on this hide, because he wants to roast the meat. He has this hide that he wants salted, but he can't salt it, because that's processing the hide, and that's usur. But he also has meat that needs to be salted. We know you have to salt meat before you eat it, so he's allowed to take the meat and put it on the hide, and as he's salting the meat, so salt also falls on the hide. Achavrayi say b'shem Rav, melech u'adim davar meruba, a person is able to salt a lot, afal p'she'en yachol loichol menu el davar mu'at, even though he's really only able to eat a little bit from it, he still could salt a lot. How does this work? So Rav says b'shem Rav, melech u'marim, melech u'marim. He could salt and do harama, salt and do harama. For example, he has a large piece of meat that he wants salted, so he puts it on the hide, salts it good and well, and obviously some salt is falling on the hide, and then he could do a harama and say, you know what, I don't want this piece of meat, I actually want a different one. So he brings a different piece of meat and puts it on the hide and salts that one, and this way he's able to get a lot of salt on the hide. And furthermore, malachacha umalachacha, he could salt it here and salt it there, meaning he could put a piece of meat on this part of the hide and salt it, and then take it off and say, you know what, I want a totally different piece of meat, and then put that second piece of meat on a different part of the hide and salt it, adu malach kule, until he ends up salting the entire thing. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.